Hare Krishna, any devotees who wish to introduce yourself?
This is Komode Kirasi from Baltimore. Please accept my humble obeisances. All wishes of Prabhupada, all wishes of Guru Maharaj, and all the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Komodiki Devi Dasi Mataji. Thank you for your valuable time and association. Thank you for being on the call every day. Please accept my humble obeisance. Hare Krishna, Mataji, Prabhuji has arrived.
Yes, yes, you can make announcement.
Okay, Mataji. So I once again welcome you all for the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. So now we will be moving on to our next topic, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, which will be given by His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhuji on Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 7 and Text 14. So before going proceeding to Prabhuji, let me give a call to Praveen Govind Prabhuji for a brief introduction of His Grace Pran Govind Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, please take the call. I'm sorry.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. My Dandavat pranams to all the devotees on the call. His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhu is a devotee from his childhood. When Prabhuji was 8 or 9, just by being in the presence of Srila Prabhupada, he desired to become a devotee. After graduating at the early age of 15, Prabhuji stayed in Mayapur and Vrindavan and received initiation and started.
Prabhuji, you are on mute.
Sorry. His Grace Pran Govind Prabhu is a devotee from his childhood. When Prabhuji was 8 or 9, just by being in the presence of Srila Prabhupada, desired to become a devotee. After graduating at an early age of 15, Prabhuji stayed in Mayapur and Vrindavan and received initiation and started serving in various roles, such as the Mayapur Dham Guest House Manager, General Manager, and as facilitator of the prasadam and accommodations for GBC, sannyasis, devotees, and life members. As a life membership director and fundraiser for the Mayapur temple. Later, Prabhuji moved to US. For many years, Prabhuji has been serving the devotees in Alachua temple in many ways, such as Krishna Katha in various study groups and counseling devotees to overcome their challenges on the spiritual path. Prabhuji will soon take sannyas to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you Prabhuji for that brief introduction. Hare Krishna, I welcome His Grace Pran Govind Prabhuji for on the call. Thank you, Prabhuji, so much for giving your time and association and to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam 5.7.14. Hare Krishna, over to you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Hare Krishna. And do we go for an 45 minutes or 1 hour? This is my first
one
class.
One hour, Prabhuji.
And it's Saturday today, so you can take more time, no problem.
Okay. Thank you, Mother. I would like to sing just for a few minutes. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Madhava Jana Vallabha
Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai jai baat karu. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansavari Brajakacharya Ashtadara Sadasi Simat Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Jagannath Srila Guru Kishodar Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Anantakari Vaishnavinda ki jai Sirupasi Sanatana Bhattragunath Tijiva Gopal Vardadasaguna Saragasim Prabhu ki jai Haridas Thakur ki jai Sisi Radha Shemsundar ki jai Sisi Krishna Balaramji ki jai Sisi Gonitai Bhagavan ki jai Samvada Vaishnavinda ki jai Nidai Gaur Brahmanandi Hare Krishna, dear devotees. First of all, I appreciate so much for engaging me to serve Srimad Bhagavatam, first, fifth canto, seventh chapter, text 14, I believe. Yes. Okay. Before we recite Srimad Bhagavatam, I like to request the audience to fold their hand and pray to Lord Sri Krishna in the form of Vasudev. Vasudev in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila chapter 4, it says, Ichha Shakti Pradhan Krishna Ichhai Sarvakarta. Jnana Shakti Pradhan Now, Vasudev Adhishtata. Vasudev Adhishtata. Vasudev is the predominating deity of consciousness. Krishna is in our heart. Krishna is also in every pages in Bhagavatam. But I cannot see, I cannot perceive because my consciousness is not purified yet. So we are trying to evoke the mercy of Lord Vasudev. We are very particular in that. So by submitting ourselves to the Vasudev, by chanting this mantra, by his mercy, we'll be able to perceive the spiritual world, our relationship, and how to serve. So you can fold your hand, and this is not a, just a regular mantra. This is a very special mantra. Every mantra that we have is a very specific. So before beginning, I'm just mentioning this because Lord Sri Krishna said, Getta getta cha karmani lukayam anutishtati. Janayam anutishtati. Vidusa karma siddhi set. So getta agetta. People are reciting Bhagavatam, whether they know what they are getting out of it or what the subject matter is, or maybe they are not aware. They're just hanging there with the friends, just like I'm doing it. I did it for so many decades and still probably. But Krishna says, Vidusa karma siddhi set. One who is aware what will happen when hear the Bhagavatam, then they will get the full benefit. So hopefully all of us can take advantage and get the full benefit as Krishna explained in that verse. So please, you can respond after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 The origin form of Vasudev, it's in Krishna, in the Nanda Maharaj's cowshed barn, where Garga Muni gave this name, and he explained this, who is that this boy, name is Vasudev. So you can meditate that form of Krishna who is on the lap of Mother Yashoda, hidingly taking the name because of Gargacharya was afraid Kamsa will find out that he is the supreme object of Kamsa's search. So hidingly they were doing in the cowshed barn where Brajabashis even did not know, just few, early morning this happened. This form meditation, our consciousness will purify. So this is very important. So, Narayanam namaskritam narancaiva naruttamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayam mudirayet. We also recite this verse that Prabhupada made us all recite. And I'm sure you all are aware of it. But I still like to give you a little clue about it. Srila Prabhupada translate, as I remember, I'm paraphrasing, before reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead. So first we pay respect to Bhagavan. Bhagavan who is full opulence, whose actually basis is holy name. We should always focus on that. And because the whole Bhagavatam is based on holy name, generally we don't think like this, but that's how it is. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. Then to Naranara and Rishi, the two form in one personality. They are not two different personalities. They are two form, one personality. And then supermost human being, that form, and to Mother Saraswati. Mother Saraswati, why Mother Saraswati?
Pagishajasavadane Lakshmi Jashabashashi Jashaste Ridaya Sambit Tam Nishingaham Bhajit. In the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bimala Prasad, in the beginning, he took sannyas in 1918. Before that, this verse was given to someone to write this on the wall as they were building it. So it was very nice. In that verse, it says that Lakshmi Devi is on the chest of the Lord, but not in the heart. In the heart, it's sambit potency. Jashaste Ridaya Sambit Ridaya. Ridaya means where Lord is thinking, where Lord is experiencing the relationship with the soul and with other energies. Also where Lord is aware fully. That is Ridaya. So there Sambit potency is residing, and that Sambit potency connects us in the material world through the knowledge. When we get purified, then it becomes the same Sambit potency, transform into relationship and feelings. That Divine Mother, when manifest to us in a form of knowledge, is known as Saraswati. So it's very, very intimate to Lord. So we pray to her feet also. I'm sorry I'm taking a little more time, but this is my first time, so I just want to make sure just we are on the same page. So this way we all can be benefited. And Srila Vyasadeva, who compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam. Which Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam, Chotusloki, spoken by Lord to the Brahma. That's one Bhagavatam. Many other, Por Kumara also gave, which came all the way to Maitreya Rishi to Vidura. That's also another. But here Narad Muni heard it from Brahmaji. Brahma, then Narad Muni bestowed his mercy to Vyasadeva. But when we talk about this Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam we are reciting, it is not that Bhagavatam. It is more than that. Because Vyasadeva taught this to Sukhdev Goswami. And Sukhdev Goswami, he made it such a way, not that he repeated what he heard from his father. But Srila Prabhupada writes, he demonstrated in 113 and delivered in such a manner that all responded positively. So nice. Everybody was benefited. And more than that, then Suta Goswami actually repeated what he heard from Sukhdev Goswami in that audience. And he added, as Jiva Goswami Pad mentioned, Paribhashya Sutra, Ete Changsa Kala Pungsa. In other words, Krishna is in the every page of Srimad Bhagavatam. That Krishna, who is very beloved of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan, very specific. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Raghupati Paddai, this four conclusive truth, Shema Meva Param Rupa, these are confirmed in Bhagavatam, then Mahaprabhu was very thrilled, very happy. So when we are reciting this Bhagavatam, which Vyasadeva actually gave, not his own Bhagavatam, what he heard or what he gave to his son or disciple, Sukhdev, but what Suta Goswami finally concluded, this the essence of all Bhagavatam recitation are in this book. And finally, that name is not there, but our object of worship is Srila Prabhupada, who actually made it available to everyone through his hard endeavor of translating into the language that we could relate. I'm not coming from a Sanskrit or any highly educated language family. But somehow or other I can understand, try to understand by the mercy of Prabhupada what he is given. So I'm also bowing down at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. So with that note, we'll start this verse. Since it is a Zoom, so I'm just going to recite this three times. This is from Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 7, text 14, the last verse. Para Raja means, para means beyond, and Raja means the material modes headed by passion. So here, Para Raja Sabitur Jata Veda, Para Raja Sabitur Jata Veda, Devaishya Varga Manisadam Jajana. Sureta Sada Punaravishya Chaste Hamsam Gridaranam Nishad Ringrim Imaham. Para Raja, so beyond the modes of passion situated in the pure mode of goodness. Then Sabitu, of one who illuminates the whole universe. Sabitu. In our Gayatri Mantra, I was chanting this morning, and this sloka, I was looking this today. I didn't have time much yesterday, but I was looking very fascinating this verse. We in our Gayatri Mantra, we chant, and those who are Brahman initiated, I'm sure you are aware of this Savitur word, very famous, because it illuminates your heart and connects you beyond the three modes. It is not the material sun. It is the illuminating factor is Krishna's relationship, internal potency. Then, Jata Veda, from which all the devotees' desire are fulfilled. Jata Vedaha, Devasya of the Lord, Vargaha, the self-effulgence. Manasa, simply by contemplating idam, this universe. Jajana, created. Suretosa, by spiritual potency. It's interesting. Retosa, and then Suretosa, by spiritual potency. In other words, very well done with the chit potency. Adaha, this created world, means what is below the spiritual world, other material world in other sense. Punaha, again, avishya, entering, kaste, sees or maintains, hangsam, the living entity, Gridranam, desiring for material enjoyment. Nishat, to the intelligent. Ringiram, to one who gives motion. Imaha, let me offer my obeisances. The translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in pure goodness. He illuminates the entire universe and bestows all benediction upon his devotees. The Lord has created this universe from his own spiritual potency. According to his desire, the Lord entered this universe as a super soul. And by virtue of his different potencies, he is maintaining all living entities desiring material enjoyment. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who is the giver of intelligence. Purport. The predominating deity of the sun is another expansion of Narayan, who is illuminating the entire universe. The Lord enters the hearts of all living entities as the super soul, and he gives them intelligence, fulfills their material desire. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, sarvasacaham hridi sannivistah. I'm sitting in everyone's heart. Bhagavad Gita 15.15. As the super soul, the Lord enters the hearts of all living beings, as stated in Brahma Sangita 5.35. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. He enters the universe and the atom as well. In the Rig Veda, the predominating deity of the sun is worshipped by this mantra. Deha sada savit savitre mandala madhavarti narayana sarasi jashana sannivistaha. Narayan sits on his lotus flower within the sun. By reciting this mantra, every living entity should take shelter of Narayan just as the sun rises. According to modern scientists, the material world rests on the sun's effulgence. Due to sunshine, all planets are rotating, vegetables are growing. We also have information that the moonshine helps vegetables and herbs grow. Actually, Narayan within the sun is maintaining the entire universe. Before Narayan should be worshipped by Gayatri Mantra or Rig Mantra. Very nice. Om Jnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Dena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namo Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Adati Shapadantikam Andeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Timate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavani Chattadeshatarine Sri Vanchakalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktabinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Dear devotees, I'm very grateful to be here with you all. I'm eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada for manifesting this beautiful society where the sadhu sanghas are available. It is so extremely rare
to have a sadhu sangha, and you all are sadhus. And you gather every day by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So I'm eternally indebted and grateful to Srila Prabhupada and to you all also, to taking your important, valuable time giving to the Lord to hear and discuss. This is very rare in this age, but this is the best thing a human being can do. So in this verse, I took the words and I found very important that how Maharaj Bharat, King Bharat, expressed his grateful attitude. In the translation, Prabhupada said he's paying obeisances. So he is paying obeisances to who? To the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What for? Mind will create this. I like to respect someone, but it will be good if I know why. And he explains. Bharat Maharaj, so nicely he explains that first he is explaining that Paro Raja, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beyond the material nature. He is in Suddha Satta. So question comes, what is Suddha Satta? When we chant bhakti, similar verse is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It says in Harinam Chintamani, that verse is there, that in a little affectionate way, you talk to someone. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very nicely, he was making it like an affectionate way. And he quoted, if I can remember, Tumita Chinmaya, Surja Tumara Sarup, the holy name is the same as this, that you are Chinmaya Surja, self-illuminating substance, not form only. When we chant holy name is not an alphabet, is not a form, letter. It's a substance. Vedam vastavam atra vastu. When we understand that way, now how do we understand that way? For an example, let's see. I'm speaking to you all, and I'm sure you are seeing me through the your computer or iPad, whatever gadget you have. How this is happening here? My eyes can see you. My eyes is a product of Rajagun, passion. Seeing object, you, the body, because I cannot see the soul with this eye. Soul has to be seen with the purified intelligence, not with the senses. So physical senses, product of Rajagun, and seeing you or the body is product of Tamagun. And the perception, perceiving capability is product of Sattagun. Now that's not enough. There has to be light, electricity. It's a product of Sattagun, goodness. Then the perceiver has to be there. Then also the Lord is there in the soul's heart in order to have a upadrasta anumanta, to permit to see. In between, there is just so many demigods involved. To see you, I need a fire god has to be there. And Maharaj Bharat explains this. How he engaged all the citizens, because they have a natural inclination to serve demigod for their sense enjoyment. And he saw not as a demigod, but as an instrument of the universal form Lord. Each demigod is actually part of that universal form. So he engaged and made them actually Vishnu Bhakti instead of Devata Puja. Very artistic, like Prabhupada, very artistic Maharaj Bharat. He knew the essence of life and he knew the purpose of life and he knew how to please the Lord. So very nicely here, as I'm mentioning you, that through the senses, I'm seeing the sense object. Sense object is tamogun, senses are rajogun, perception is sattogun. But here he is explaining the first word is pararaja. Let's see the word. Yes. Pararaja. Pararaja, if you look at it, Prabhupada translates beyond the modes of passion or situated in a pure mode of goodness. Pure mode of goodness is above these three. So now if you say, well, without my eye is the rajagun, and perception is sattagun, and object of the senses is tamagun. So how do we see the God? You have to see God by the faith, not with these senses. Now, if you connect the senses, that material energy is also a part of Krishna. Ishavaisyam idam sarvam jat kincha jagatam jagat. Everything that in this world Krishna claim is mine. And I control, actually is also for my pleasure. So then question comes that if we have that mindset, everything belongs to Krishna for his pleasure, including me as a servant. Then when you dovetail this conception, then it's called spiritualizing. Not that material concept is gone. It just became spiritualized. But that's not enough. The faith. Holy name, anybody can chant. Will anybody chant? Yes, who has a faith. If somebody don't have a faith, they cannot chant. So faith is the key here. And the first thing he is grateful, Maharaj Bharat expressing, that Lord exists on the Suddha Satta. When we see the deity, if we don't have this conception, we'll fall for the material. Oh, it's made of marble, made in Jaipur, made by, just like Prabhupada in a conversation with this Christian priest, he said, Spirit is very important. Prabhupada said, but yes, but do you see the spirit? Can you see the spirit? He said, no. And then the priest said, but the deity is made of matter. It's not a spirit. Prabhupada said, yes, but do you see the spirit? A person is alive. When he's dead, the spirit is gone. You say this, but do you see the spirit? No. Then if you cannot see the spirit, then why you are arguing that person or making a statement that person is dead or gone? If you never saw the spirit, then how do you know the spirit is there or not there? It's required faith. By faith, we can see. So similar conception with the deity also. Namo vigraha sarup tina ekarup tina bed nahi tin chidanandarup. So Maharaj Bharat is addressing the Lord, first thing, is the best thing. When we chant, we should do the same thing first. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in Harinam Chintamani. Otherwise, we will not have access. We'll have access of Namakshara, not Suddhanam. Suddhanam means entire glorification of holy name with the Naam. Not just a letter, word. So this is very nice. First thing he established. The deity should be seen in that way. Holy name should be seen in that way. When they come down to this world, the Lord, there is no contamination of three modes can ever touch a deity or the holy name. Holy name remains always intact of pure goodness. Question is, how do I access? How do we access to that? We access by our service attitude. If we do not have a service attitude, you do not have a surrender attitude, then not possible. It will be namaksha. There will be benefit, but not ultimate benefit. There will be benefit for material dharma artha kama moksha. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What Maharaj Bharat did, same thing. But if I do not have that devotional attitude, service attitude, respecting to the Vaishnava, then I'm not actually approaching the pure name. It will be halo, namabhas, shadow. If someone is in love with a shadow of a person, if that person cannot hold on to the shadow, neither the shadow has a real substance of the person. Yes, shadow is inseparable. So when we chant the shadow, namabhas, whether it's a chaya namabhas or pratibimba namabhas or shraddha namabhas. Shraddha namabhas, there's four types. The chaya namabhas, which creates the other close connection to approach the real Shuddha Nam. Pratibimba namabhas, we'll never get. We'll divert away. So we are alert, just like Maharaj Bharat, when he expressed his grateful attitude, first thing he said, Paro Raja, Savitur. The next word he says, Savitur, that illuminates the whole universe. When we are on the pure goodness, approaching to pure goodness, that time, that service attitude actually illuminates the heart. All the modes of material nature disappear. This is the very, very wonderful verse. Then Maharaj Bharat mentioned, Jato Bedo, bestow all benediction. Now, on these three modes, you may be lingering in your mind that how do we examine if I am in contact with the pure goodness or the other modes? Well, there are many verses in Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam explains this. And one of the most important verses that I always recite in my mind, even just to think, that 14.5. Sattam rajastama iti guna prakriti sambhava nivadanti mahabahu dehinam abhayam. That sattarajastama, the quality born of material nature, binds the imperishable yet embodied being to the body itself. It's very interesting. So the three robes of material nature intertwined bind the embodied soul tightly. Guna also means quality, means a particular combination of the guna represent a specific strand or quality of matter. Its ability to conduct enlightened thought, satta, increase material longing, rajas, or immobilize, tamas. Like this, you can see yourself, you can examine yourself. Just like for an example, you are sitting in front of or on the couch in your house or in front of the deity or in altar, wherever you sit and chant every day morning. A thought came, which you cannot control because they are coming from praktan sanskar. There's two types of sanskar. Praktan sanskar means they are like a storage in three places in your body. Your intelligence, senses, and mind, these are storage. They store all this unlimited impression. Unbelievable. And their time is causing them one by one to manifest. and it's passing through. Of course, I don't have a control on that, but I do have a control which one I need to focus. Very interesting that today's purport, I think, the last part Prabhupada writes, just for the make sure, the intelligence. Purport. Oh, and now it's in the translation, I think. Let me see. Beautiful verse, actually. Of course, every verse is like that. Oh, wonderful. Yes, the translation says, let me offer my respectful obeisances, Maharaj Bharat is expressing, unto the Lord, who is the giver of intelligence. Who is giver of intelligence means we have to have intelligence. Without intelligence, we cannot focus on bhakti or progress in bhakti. Up to a limit, of course. After some time, then this also dissolved. The intelligence is not going to help too much when the love arises in your heart. That is also explained in our literature. Eta disheshe ishanam prakrita vistat gune na jujyate sada atmastita jata buddhi rashraya. Prabhupada quote that verse a lot, and that's where I was focusing also other day. Prabhupada quote that verse a lot. So on the modes, now you are chanting, sitting down and chanting. All of a sudden a thought came. And you feel like fragile. Say it is not a good thing, good thought came. Or something, bad experience you had, all of a sudden, Kala Purush is just sending it, super soul from within. And if you feel like fragile, if you feel fragile, you should immediately think, why am I affected by the tamogun, ignorance? Now, if you feel like for the same message you're getting, like a text you get on your iPhone, same thing in the mind, just coming through. If you feel like obnoxious, that is Rajagun. Now, if you feel like, oh, I wish this would not happen, that's still Tamagun, but he said, how do I become responsible so that in future this will never happen in my life? I have to defend, protect myself, also respect the other person so they never happen. That courageous, when it comes, then you are Sattagun. What is the beauty about this? That you can actually connect to Suddha Satta from that level, even though it is a bad memory or whatever incident. So we have to be totally aware, examine our heart. If we are nervous, it's a tamogun. Just from my own experience, you can relate to that verse. If you are harsh, I should call this person and just give him a little sauce. You know, I mean sauce in a sense. Be a little bully type of. Then I'm in Rajagun. But I'm going to chant holy name. Holy name will never manifest in these three modes. It has to be above in order to see the result. And if I think, okay, well, this happened, I did bad, maybe it's, why am I experiencing? Obviously, I did something in some life that I'm experiencing. You take that consideration, then you are in Sattagun. Just the thought. Krishna will not make the decision for us. Super soul will not make, nobody else will make, nature will not make. We have to make that. decision on our own. But we have to take shelter. So intelligence can help us, sure, in that case. Like for an example, in Maharaj Bharat's case, you will see many, many things happen in his life. He took 3 births because of one mistake that caused this 3 life. So many things we'll see, and how do we apply to our life that the Bhagavatam is giving us teachings. At the same time, we can see Krishna is within us and guiding us from within through the intelligence, because intelligence is like a neighbor, Prabhupada said, next door to the super soul. In other words, you can connect through intelligence until the love arises. Because in the verse of Rupa Goswami Pad in Bhakti Rasamrita, it says, Natra Shatram na Juktitad Lobhotpati Lakshanam. That you don't need a logic, motivation to chant or become a pure devotee. Natra Shatram, even Shatram explanation is not required. Not juktim, even logic, reasoning. When tat lobhot patti lakshanam, when you greed to serve the Lord, that you cannot, don't want to stop, you constant. But still, it is not automatic. We have to be very aware. I did not mean to say it's automatic, because I had a misconception. A lot of devotees think, like if you chant 10 years, automatically you will become like a growing spiritually. No. It is intentional. Constantly you have to vigilance, conscient. What am I doing? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote, Baddha mukta falgo jukta nahiyo bhaviga nahiyo nahiko bhaviha ekakar sab. You have to be always constant as long as you have this material conditioning, that what will bind me, this type of thinking, this type of contemplation, will bind me, I have to stop. This type of thinking, contemplation will liberate me. Yes, I want thinking more. This type of association bring me closer to Prabhupada and Krishna. Yes, I will do it more. This type of discussion with these friends, it's like I feel like discouraged to chant or this, that. I don't want this kind. It's not their fault. It's my involvement. So this constant has to be there. There is no such thing called automatic until you can, you know, get the spiritual body, and then it is natural exhibiting. But until that, there has to be some constant adjustment. Constant adjustment. That means you are advancing. There was a funny discussion yesterday I had with one sannyasi over the phone. That Maharaj was asking that, so battle with this physical body. Anyway, he had some issues with the physical body and his kapha pitta vayu, this constant, like you need to balance those, otherwise like they pull you down. So how do you do it? He was asking me, how do you do it? It seems like you are, I say, I don't know, but somehow or other I'm just having a simple life, and maybe just a time that I'm okay, protected by Krishna, so it does not. Because Maharaj said that you are bathing Bhakti Charu Maharaj's body, noses and everything, every part of the body with the water, warm water, and we did, myself and one devotee. So he was just curious that how that it's not affected. You never got positive on the COVID. I said, it was not like that. It was just, we are careful also. But at the same time, Maharaj is such a, Bhakti Charu Maharaj is such a pure, advanced soul. How can I ever think not to serve? So then conclusion was that, yes, within us, there is a 2 dog, you know, barking. Now, they can be barking. The material nature is demanding the material problem, material needs, material this. And then spiritual world also on the other side is also demand, not demanding, but needed. We feel it within us. We feel it. We want to become pure devotee. We want to surrender. We want to dedicate. But my, you know, maybe I should watch a little movie. I'm a little exhausted, a little tired. I should do this. These things are like a constant going on. So which one going to win? Maharaj asked me. I said, it depends which dog you feed. Whoever you feed, whatever you crave within, you carve within. It will last. If you voluntarily choosing Krishna consciousness over material consciousness, then Krishna consciousness will sustain and it will last. Eventually material things will die. And this is a fact. So like this, in this beautiful verse that Maharaj Bharat is explaining so nicely. Then the next word he used, Devasya Varga. We use almost same thing in the Brahma Gayatri. Of course, I always think of when I chant Gayatri that Prabhupada was so merciful. I'm sure you are aware all that if you are not born in a Brahmin family, you never got actually Brahma Gayatri before Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur. Even from our Guru Parampara. Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur was the first one. And then Srila Prabhupada went way far. Compassion that he gave to the Matajis, which was never in the history of India given to chant those Gayatri. So that's the mercy. So in the Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, you see, have this Devasya Varga, Varga Devasya Dhimahi, we chant. Here, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur express that actually it is Srimati Radharani. It's not even the sunlight. Because she is the predominating deity of Ladini potency. And Krishna is the predominating deity of Sambit potency. So after Guru connection, Sandini potency, when your connection with through the process of chanting and serving, chanting is the base of everything. Whatever we do, if we are not chanting, we are not going to advance, period. Whether we are deity worship or whatever service we do, chanting has to be the most base, important. At least in this age. Jaddapi, Jiva Goswami Pad Rai, Jaddapi, Anna Bhakti Kalo Kartibba, Tada Kirtanakha Bhakti, Sangjaganaiba. The whatever you do, Bhakti, even you honoring Prasadam, you should think of Krishna's name. This should be the base in every action we do. You go to sleep, for Krishna's pleasure, you're going to go to sleep, to give rest this body, so this body can function tomorrow again. Because this body is a very important element. Like in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, before four regulative principle came, Achyutananda Prabhu lives here. He was telling us one day, the first initiation batch, there was no four regulative principle. Next day they came and they saw Swamiji, Prabhupada's name was Swamiji, not yet Prabhupada. He wrote by hand, four regulative principle. They're reading, oh wow, we took initiation yesterday, now we have to follow this. It was a little reverse way. But that's how Prabhupada had. He didn't have any other, no qualified. He just made them qualified out of his mercy. Of course, most of them followed. Some could not follow, dropped out. So in Hawaii, Prabhupada, before that, Prabhupada, was very interestingly, in the kitchen, he write four rules. There was another four rules, not these four regulative. First rules, take care of your body. Why? So important. Because without taking care of body, we cannot perform bhakti in this life. Body is a via media. We don't have access on our own self. Jibe shakshat nahi tate guru chaita rupe shiksha guru han krishna mahanta sarupe. Jibe shakshat nahi. Living entity don't have a connection even with themselves. They are far away from their own. They are focusing so far, but they are not coming close. Like a person who is sitting next to a beautiful water, reservoir water, drinkable water, but he's looking so far, searching for water, but it's right there if he can turn around. But he's getting frustrated because he's going farther, farther away. So this body, the senses, vital energy, the sensual energy, and then mental energy, these are like far away from the soul. But we are accessing those through our thinking, willing, feeling. It has to be reversed, then possible. So in spiritual world, everything is under Srimati Radharani's. So there, when we chant, we should remember this. Even though I should not discuss Gayatri Mantra over the Zoom. And I'm assuming all our devotees, so it's okay. Then Bharat Maharaj writes, Manesha Adam Jajana. According to his desire, Prabhupada writes, the Lord entered this universe as the super soul. This is beautiful. And I hope everybody think very deeply about this line. Now, another line Prabhupada put in the purport. Andantarastha paramano chayantarastha. Why did Prabhupada write both? Because there is a mystery about it. Of course, I don't know why Prabhupada wrote this. But what I see always, the Prabhupada writes what he is seeing through in his heart, shedding lights on that verse. He sees Krishna. But not only sees Krishna, he sees the compassionate nature of Krishna there. So if the question comes, if super soul is present in the atom, in every atom, in between atom, every space, why did he mention he's also present in the heart? Isn't heart is the part of the body, and the body is full of atoms, combination of atoms? That's the atomic theories, Vaisheshika philosophy, Kannada philosophy, that's what they talk. Even modern science talks, combination of atoms. Yes, Krishna claims that he is in every atoms, in between atoms, every space. But what is the need for the Lord to speak, I am also in your heart? Hari Baba, heart is also part of the body, part of the all this combination of atoms. Because Prabhupada is so merciful, he put this, because there is something more. What is the more? Because generally when we think God as a super soul, we generally think he's powerful by being present everywhere, is omnipresence. We don't think any other quality. We think of omnipresence immediately. There are two distinct aspect of the manifestation of the super soul, everywhere, in all hearts also. So this is the key point. How do we see it? That all pervasiveness of Krishna as a super soul is not just in his controllership of everything, but also in his existence within everything. When we talk about the super soul manifestation of Krishna being present in atoms as well as in space between atoms, the point is a philosophical explanation of how Krishna is omnipresence everywhere. God is omnipresence not just through his power, but through his presence also. His power is there. His energy is there. But Krishna also claims, I am there as a Paramatma, Super Soul. The point is illustrated throughout the point that Super Soul is present in the atom, space, between atoms and everywhere. Now question comes. When Krishna says his presence as Super Soul within the heart, he is not present there to demonstrate or fulfill the point of his omnipresence. Because he, if we were consider this argument, we will say, okay, the body has so many, as I mentioned, so many atoms, then there will be so many Super Soul in the body. Yes or no? Yes. Because Krishna says he's there in every atom. So they are there. Those Super Souls, they are they different or they're same? That Super Soul manifestation is to prove the point of omniscience. Where a Super Soul manifestation present within the heart is for the purpose of guidance. Guidance, because we are lost. All the soul are lost in the material world. They look like if they're busy. And whatever they are giving importance without bhakti, it's all nonsense. It's all useless ultimately. Creating more problem that they have to experience. There's no way they will get out. Everything we do has an opposite reaction. And we'll experience. Accept those devotees. So fortunate. So when Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto matta smriti gena apahanancha, in that verse 15:15, Prabhupada put that, 15:15, he even quote that verse, means matta smriti gena apahanan are not required for things that are unconscious. That is not required for matter. That is why we can clearly say that Super Soul manifestation present in heart has a distinct activity from the Super Soul manifestation who is present in every atom or everywhere or in between atoms. So therefore, these two different points indicate that Krishna cares for us. He has a love, he has an affection. He cares for us. That's why he repeated, not only repeated, and he distinctly says what he does in the heart. Because he cares for us, he comes himself in this manifestation, his personal manifestation to guide us in our journey. So Super Soul in our heart is special because he's our personal guide. Super Soul in the atom and the space between the atom, especially in a different way, in the sense that he demonstrates how his omnipresence. And you can go on that topics, because in the in Bhagavad Gita, there is a 9.4, 9.5, then there's a famous verse also in 6.28, 6.29. There's a whole bunch. There's also 18.61. Super Soul, what he does, why he's there, and what. These are all expression of I love you, I care for you, I want you to come back, but I'm not going to force you. I want you to come on your own. Just like Prabhupada said, I repeated this probably 100 times. I love those examples. Prabhupada said in a morning walk when Ridhanda Maharaj was kind of giving an argument, but Krishna knew that we'll misuse the free will. Why did he give free will? If he didn't give free will, all the problems solved. And Prabhupada was very strongly establishing, don't you value the free will? Without free will, what is the difference between you and this piece of wood or a dirt? There's no difference. We should appreciate Krishna for giving us that free choice. And then Prabhupada demonstrated an example. You cannot put a gun on a forehead of a girl and say, you love me or I'll kill you. Why? Because love is a choice. is not by force, is not by imposition, influence. It is a choice. Krishna never will force, even though we are insignificant, wretched soul I am. I know myself. Horrible creature I am. So many lust, greed, anger, madness, envy is there, filled with in the heart. But still, he cares for us. That's why he never gave up his association. He always going. Even in stool pit when I was there, he's there. Of course, he's in Suddha Sattva, as I mentioned in the beginning. He never get, even when they descend to this world, they never get contaminated holy name. It's always pure. Even though we see there's a Nama Parad, Nama Bhas, that's from our angle, not the from holy name angle. Holy name angle is always complete and pure. So I'll end here. We have a 1 minute, a couple of minutes. If there's any questions, comments, reflections.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was so wonderful, wonderful class. So telling about the holy name, like how it has to be chanted and how important it is. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. And about the all gunas which you had mentioned, like how the sattva guna will move to Shuddha Sattva by chanting the holy names. It was very wonderful and how Krishna is taking care of us. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your time and association. And yeah, so devotees, if you have any question, please raise hands. We will unmute.
Thank you for giving some reflection. I appreciate. If anybody else would like to give me reflection, then I know.
Hare Krishna, heart. Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. I really like the beginning meditation that you made us to do. We usually recite the verses. We might have heard meaning long back, but today when you made us to do meditation on those verses, it was so nice. Thank you so much. And the whole class was very nice. I'm happy to see you on early morning session, Prabhu. We are used to see you on CC classes regularly. It's so nice to see you on morning session.
Thank you. It's my misfortune that I cannot join in the CC for a couple months because I'm doing Jaiva Dharma. This is the first time in ISKCON we are doing Jaiva Dharma class. We're starting on 21st Pandavani Jala Kadashi, I believe that. So it will take that exact time for 2 hours every day for 5 days a week for 2 months. Because it's the one book, Srila Prabhupada also said, the most important book in 1971 in Vrindavan. So I'm very happy. But at the same time, not fortunate to serve you all in Chaitanya Charitamrita because that time is like, I don't have a control. So I appreciate those who are engaging me in the morning.
Thank you, Prabhu. I'm happy that we are able to take your association in the morning instead of CC. I'm so happy, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Tiffany Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Pran Govinda, Prabhuji, thank you so much for coming and doing this class this morning. It has been a very, very, very long time since we've seen you in the morning, and I'm so happy to have your association today. I just wanted to thank you for your points about the Paramatma being in every atom and also within the heart of every living thing. Because I've never thought about it that way, but that is such an interesting point. And it also gives me something to think about if someone should ask that question, because it makes total sense to ask, you know, that's something that I think the mind would go to that, but I just have never thought about it that way. And it also was just very powerful to think of it that way as well. So thank you so much for your association. Thank you so much for the beautiful class. And it's so wonderful to take your darshan again. Hare Krishna. Hare
thank you, Mata. Please pray for me. Bless me.
Pray for me.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhamrat Pranam. Thank you so much for the lovely class.
Prabhuji, within your lecture, you had mentioned that in Hawaii, Prabhupada gave some more instructions, and you shared just one about taking care of the health. Are there any more other instructions that you'd like to share?
You know, little piece board, and he wrote by hand, and he was cooking. Mother Govinda Dasi remembers. She told me this. She used to live here in Alachua. Now she lives in Texas because her mother is about to leave this world or sick. So. She said, Prabhupada wrote by hand writing, said the four rules for us in this new group. ISKCON not yet formed, but going to form. The first rule is take care of your health. Second, chant holy name. And third, do some practical service. I love that. The practical, something, because something Prabhu, I'm being honest to you. I'm being told by Bhakti Charu Maharaj that I should learn how to cook, and I'm still not following his instruction. I don't know. I have some kind of a curse within me. I cannot blame anybody. It's just I'm never attracted to kitchen to cook. I don't know what is wrong with me. And Veera Krishna Maharaj, he also told me the same thing. He said, in your sannyas candidate, are you a cook? I said, this is not a criteria for taking sannyas. He said, I think you should learn how to cook. So, but Prabhupada said, do something practical. So my position was that, but I love something. Can I do that practical, what I feel, instead of like something I'm not attracted? I love prasadam. Please don't misunderstand. I really love prasadam. I eat too much sometimes, but I'm not into cooking, so I don't know what to do. And one time, one devotee, I think Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, he came to my place and we're having prasadam, and he says, you know, I could not do deity worship. So I wrote a book about deity worship, and I did a lot of research. That satisfied me. Maybe you can do something with the cooking or something kitchen. So I look at the kitchen. I mean, still looking at the kitchen where Gopal Prabhu's house. Kitchen looks beautiful, but when it comes to cooking, it's like I get like a scare. I know how to make sandwich like that. So Prabhupada said, do something practical. I love that. This is so nice. Something that we are naturally inclined or got attracted. I saw some mothers, they're like naturally attracted to cooking. It's like nobody has to tell. They like automatically go. Like, wow, unbelievable quality. Then fourth is read every day. So these are the four rules in the beginning. Prabhupada made by handwriting. It was very nice. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, Prabhu.
So if no one else, then we can probably...
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam, Sureshwar Prabhu.
Sureshwar Shyam Das, yes. Thank Hare you Krishna. For some very nice, beautiful points. One thing I'm thinking, Prabhu, super soul, how do we, in a practical, simple way, how do we understand that the presence of the super soul in our heart?
How did you... Who allowed you to speak right now? You think you are speaking?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I think, right?
Probably. Okay, so let me ask you, is it okay if we have a little conversation?
Yeah.
Like, who is speaking? You, the soul is speaking or the body is speaking? Answer me, please.
Yeah, right now I can say I'm speaking, Prabhu. I'm speaking.
So who is I am? Is the body or the soul, the mind? Who is I?
Okay, so if you say like that, if you connect, yes, we can say the soul is giving that.
No, you said I am. I'm asking who is that I am? Can you identify that I am?
Yes.
The body or the mind or the soul?
Soul, Prabhuji.
No, you only desiring, Prabhu. You only desiring to say what you want to say. It is the body with the mind speaking. And there is a demigod. I give you a list. I won't say the whole thing, but there's a 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 33. You can look at it, that Brahmaji is explaining how the demigods are always involved with the senses. So in your case, right now you spoke something. Now don't take it in a wrong way. I'm not attacking you. I just want you to understand this so we have a good understanding between us. You only did, Sureshwar Shyamprabhu, only thing he did, he desired, that is you have within you. That is not with the demigod or even Krishna. It is within you, Krishna gave eternally. You desire to speak or ask a question. Mm-hmm. As soon as you desire, it's like a computer. You typed. It took you to the website, but you did not create the website, neither you pushed it. Only thing you clicked on enter. But actually enter, the keyboard does not take you unless it is connected. So you have to see that connection. So you desire to speak.
Mm-hmm.
There's a demigod related to the tongue. It's called Pracheta. Then there is a demigod related to the words called sun god. Then there is a demigod who carries the word called Vayu Devata. Yeah. So you desired super soul in your heart, sitting there. He is sanctioning. Yes. Tick, you know, check mark. Yes. But it is so fast that we take the credit. I spoke, but actually I didn't speak. Same thing I'm doing right now. I'm moving my hand. You see my hand? I'm not moving actually. I'm just desired that I will move. But Indra directly connected with me through this. And he's the one who is moving the hand. There's a 14 demigods within our body right at this moment. Until this body drops, they are actually activating. That's why if you go to Bhagavad Gita, you look at it, 5.14. How the verse goes? Na kartittam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu na karma phala samyukta svabhavastu prabhastate. You'll get confused like, how is this? I'm not doing anything. I'm not inducing anybody to act anything. Everything is done by the nature. How is this? Yes. Bhagavad Gita is right. But how to understand this? That if we break down like this, that Sureshwar Prabhu, I, Sureshwar Das, desired, and immediately Pracheta and the fire god started vibrating into a word that is relevant to my understanding. Mm-hmm. Who is that connector? Krishna, super soul. Who is the permitter inside your heart? Super soul. Then super soul also, they are activate the demigods to communicate through the Zoom. It is not the electricity will automatically connect us. And even to hear, you have a ear, but the ear is not hearing. Ear is only a vessel, it goes through. Ear is a product of Rajagun, but ear is activated by the super soul within you. Then there is a Dikpal, another demigod, who allows actually that the super soul tells Dikpal, sanction it. You may say, Prabhu, there's a big operation going on. Yes, but it goes so fast. We think like we take the full credit, but actually we are not. We should not. So Dikpal allowing you to hear, allowing me to hear also by the sanction of super soul. Then it goes to the brain and brain cell has to find the memory, sanskar, whether, just like if I say, do you know Achalcho?
No.
See, you said no, because that word impression is not in your brain yet. Next time somebody say, you know, Acholcho, I heard this. This is the speaker, Param Govinda Das, mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
You follow? That impression storage is by Krishna. It's super soul. See how many things he's doing. Prabhupada used the word called interdependent. Interdependent means nothing will work for us unless Super Soul is there encouraging each one to function their own personal, whatever designated duty. So then you are seeing me, you are hearing me, and now if we analytically study that who actually spoke, is it the soul Sureshwar Shyamdas spoke, or he only desired and the demigod just carried by the sanction of Super Soul to the audience, to Pran Govinda Das's ear and the eye? Now you rephrase it. So I'm going to ask you again question. Who is speaking?
Yeah,
the soul or the body?
Yeah, I'm desiring.
Right. Very good. You desire to speak, but through the Super Soul, through the demigods, everything is happening.
Okay.
So 18.14, if you have Bhagavad Gita, I don't have it in front of me. 18.14, there is a verse called Adhisthana Tatha Karta Karanam Cha Prithaka Vidam Vividesha Prithaka Chasta Daivam Iti Pancham. If we do not give the credit to Super Soul and the demigod and everybody, there are five factors in everything we think, everything we do. If we just think ourselves the only doer, it's a liar. Krishna says this. Next verse, you'll see, it says, if you don't see the five cause, you are a liar. No, I'm sorry. Krishna didn't say that. Krishna said you have no intelligence. If anybody has that Bhagavad Gita, you can look at it one verse later. Krishna said, I think no intelligence. That verse is very important. So in one sense, what we call is contingent doer. Adhisthana, oh, maybe. No, 18, I'm sorry, not 8.
Krishna,
the Super Soul.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Prabhupada's translation? Can you go a little more up, down, down? The place of action, the body. And if you go next sloka, you'll see that Krishna says, if you don't consider this five factor, then you're not intelligent, I think. He said intelligent, not...
16 is saying that, Prabhuji, yes. In 16.
Yes, there's the five factors.
Yes. In 16, it was saying that, yeah, here.
So from today, Sureshwar Prabhu, you have to give this five personality there, five factors. You cannot take any credit more than you possess legally.
Yes. Thank you, Prabhu, for explaining graphically. And this analysis is required for us to understand. Right, Prabhu, here one further question, like when Prabhupada explains this chariot example, it is very clear, the senses, the mind, the body, intelligence, and all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yes. The Super Soul is not, mentioned, Prabhu, the Super Soul, because it's giving the example of the body, right? So I was just thinking why Super Soul is not mentioned in that example.
Well, this is from, I think, 8th chapter related to that picture, not exactly the Super Soul here. Focus is the soul. That what is soul actually doing?
Okay.
He's sitting in the chariot as a passenger.
Yes.
And I'm sure you took a ride in a car, somebody else driving. Well, I don't know if you ever took a ride who was a crazy driver. I hope not. But if you had experience, then you can relate to this. That you are in the passenger seat and driver is driving and driver is somewhere or other being pulled by the some information coming through the GPS or the people from the through the telephone said, no, stop your car right now. And he say, why stopping? The driver don't even care whether you are important or not. Then you feel like, gosh, is this the ride I have to take? I'll never take a ride. But then when we apply this philosophy in our personal life, we think we go on with the life is normal. It is not normal. The life that we have, it is not normal. We are depend on this rein of the five horses, the mind. It's crazy. This horse wants to go this side. This horse wants to go this side. And as a passenger, we think it's normal. We are normal in this world because we do not know anything higher. Because we are ignorant, so we are constant adjusting. Whether you are president or an ordinary sweeper, street sweeper, everybody is constantly adjusting. We even forgot what is the real happiness. We take the absence of suffering as a real happiness. Well, guess what? I don't have any problem. I'm happy. That is not really happiness. It is just an absence of suffering. Majority people in this world takes the and I'm going to throw, I hope, doesn't matter, it's the fact. Bhagavatam explained, one day we can discuss that, but Bhagavatam explained that the sex desire, the sex actually intercourse, the whole thing is nothing but a layer of this extreme forgetful of the material suffering is invaded in your private area, in every person's private area, where they experience like, wow, this was so good. It was not so good. It was just an absence of no suffering. Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport on that. And when you understand this whole Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, you really come to this conclusion, I really have nothing to do with this world. I just want to get out, but not in a hate way, but in a loving way, and respect the Vaishnavas, serve the family, serve the as a devotee. You really become serious. You lose the taste of material enjoyment. Because absolutely there is no real enjoyment in the material world. Did I understand this? Probably not, but I am convinced at least some aspect. Did I fell for it before? Yes, I was fully drowned into it. There was a time 30 years back, even as a devotee, I was thinking, I was making very good money in California. And I thought if I have a good house on the beach, I will watch 2 movies a day. And because I was addicted to the movie one time, you know, last 10 years almost, I didn't watch any more movie because I came to a good conclusion. It really heals. This knowledge is so powerful. This bhakti is so powerful. It transform. I'm convinced 100%. This is working 100%. Question is how seriously we want to dive into this philosophy and chant that fast. But there is another happiness while you are in this body with the bhakti. It's such a high estimation. There's much more than any pleasure you have experienced, whether it's a sex, movie or other. But I'm not going to force anybody, but I request everybody should dive into it and get a real taste of it. Once you are convinced, then you can convince others. Yes, bhakti is complete happiness, more than any other material experience.
Thank you, Prabhu, for making me understand the presence of super soul practically.
Yes, interactive.
Yes, yes.
Interdependent.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Interdependent. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we close here, Mother. Or...
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, actually. We have 2 more questions. Is that okay, Prabhuji?
Sure.
Okay. Mataji, you can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, as usual. So enlightening your classes. I had a couple of questions. I don't know which one to ask first. I'll say this, you know, I found it interesting that you were berating yourself for not having interest in cooking, right? But we all have our different propensities, taste. You know, what makes, for example, you know, if Bhakti Chu Swami had asked you to do painting and you don't have propensity for painting, I wonder if you would have berated yourself as much. So why is cooking different from painting or writing or hearing or any other kind of, you know, interest?
Krishna, you are like a ambassador of Bhaktichara Maharaj or my well-wisher. All I thought about it many times. It's just that I have a laziness that I get nice prasadam every day. So I never even, maybe it's a laziness within me, that because I do get nice prasadam every day. And because I get nice prasadam from different devotees, I feel like there's no impetus within me, like, no, I'm not going to learn. But I see this. It's coming to a point that I'm going to spend some time to learn. It is important. And I'm going to learn because they already empowered me in a sense. Empowerment is built in the instruction. And I know that. Because I have a laziness of when I get everyday nice prasadam, I kind of forget importance of learning cooking.
But Prabhu, you know, a person may appreciate, oh, they have so many beautiful paintings painted by the devotees hanging up in their house. And they feel so fortunate that they have all of these, they're surrounded by beautiful paintings, and maybe even more beautiful paintings are coming every day, you know? So should that person feel, oh, because I am I'm getting so many beautiful paintings in my life, therefore, you know, if I am not painting, then I'm a lazy thing because I am not, I'm getting all these paintings, but I myself am not painting. I don't understand your explanation.
Yes, you are right. You are right on that. And it's good news is in that sense, that I started offering every day coconut water because it's something I am very addicted because I have some bodily dehydration sometimes, or I don't know why. I grow up as a child, coconut water. So recently, last few months, I started offering 2 times a day to the deity. So I started somewhere, something, and I see that it will grow. And I'm thinking about it, but I have a natural inclination. Like if I have some philosophy or something new about some sloka or something, I get so fascinated. I don't know why. And I get caught for a few hours and I forget everything. And so I'm trying to probably maybe read some cooking book or something and more prasadam story. I even gave classes on prasadam, but I always think of that prasadam is so great and I get so nice prasadam by the mercy of Krishna. So, and I appreciate your inspiration. I'll take it very seriously and hopefully I'll start.
Who is inspiration? It's a genuine question, but I'm not getting that answer. So I will move on to my next question. My next question is about Super Soul.
Yes.
You were saying, I also felt like Tiffany, who was appreciating that distinction you made between super soul and everywhere and super soul in the heart. But when you were describing the super soul everywhere in every atom, you seem to be describing super soul as, you know, as if to say innumerable super souls. But my understanding is that super soul is only one. You know, he's reflected everywhere, but it's just one entity. And that this super soul, this omnipresence is to make us understand that nothing exists outside of Krishna or a super soul. That's my understanding of super soul is in every atom, that everything exists within Krishna, Krishna is within everything. Therefore, nothing can exist apart or separate from Krishna. Not that there are multiple super souls.
Yes. The conception is ekam eva adityam, that one non-dual substance or one super soul or one God, everything exists, there's no separate existence. Those are all correct. The sloka says like this, ekam eva adityam, Krishna ek sarva sakti, Krishna sarva dham, Krishna sarva sarva vishra vishram, the entire existent material spiritual is within Krishna's body. Yes, but Krishna also gives other side to look at it. He says within one substance, there is unlimited varieties, unlimited manifestation within one substance.
Yes.
Within one super soul, when Krishna says, Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastha, he did not say, I am one super soul for all the atom. He did not say that. He said, in every atom, I am there. So we should just have that strong faith that he is in every atom, unlimited atoms, unlimited form, Advaitam Achyuta Anadi Anantarupam. Why not?
Because, listen, Prabhu, I'm sure you must have heard this analogy, right? Mm. The analogy of the sun being reflected in the water of so many water pots. So it's not there are multiple suns. It's only one sun. It is reflected in so many water pots. And so similarly with the super soul, there's just one super soul. But he exists in every atom and every heart. So why this analogy if super soul is multiple?
We have to accept, first of all, Jiva Goswami Pad says, Abam Prabhu Priyanam cha dhamnas cha abhichintaya prabhav etvat. If we do not accept inconceivable potency, we cannot reconcile. We'll never understand. Even simple way, we cannot understand. Because Krishna is eternally endowed with inconceivable potency. You know, Prabhupada says in a morning walk, Krishna in every atom, and each atom, Krishna is there, not alone, with his unlimited Brajavasis, Nanda Yashoda, Radharani, everybody is there inside that atom. Now, it is mind-boggling for us, but when we have a faith that Krishna is inconceivable, endowed with inconceivable potency, why not? In each atom, he can manifest unlimited existence. When we talk about Krishna or spiritual reality, I want you to think of that angle, what Jiva Goswami Pad is trying to say, that this existence of Krishna, that one, as you gave the example of one sun reflecting in many, this analogy is not applicable in this. This is actually mostly used by the explanation of Shankaracharyas. They said that if you take down the water and drop it each pot, you will see actually there is no sun. In other words, there is no such thing called you or me. There is only one Brahman.
No. This analogy is used by the ISKCON devotees.
No, it's used by us, used by also Mayavadis, used by everybody. Prabhupada also used. But it is not applicable here when Krishna says that he is entering into every atom. He is entering into every atom. It is inconceivable. We cannot limit Krishna by our small understanding of Oh, he cannot be in every atom. He is one atom is reflecting in one form reflecting in every atom. No, he is in every atom. He is in every atom.
Okay, so I think the idea is just like how he expanded himself during Rasa dance, right?
That is another Prakash. That is true also.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm saying maybe in a similar way, you know, there were multiple Krishnas for all the countless gopis. So similarly, although Krishna is one entity, he expands himself, you know, among the innumerable atoms in the same way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's a good analogy. But something I want you to contemplate, Mother, I don't know you well, but I'm sure you heard that. There is a verse in Bhagavad Gita 8.20. Parastasmatu bhavanna abhyakta abhyakta sanatana. And if you look at the different commentary or different classes Prabhupada also gave, what I'm trying to say through that verse, that spiritual world or spiritual personality, the Krishna, exists not just at a different location, but at a different level of reality.
Yes, yes.
Then you can reconcile. Just like when we chant, the spiritual world where the holy name is dancing happened to be on my tongue. It is true. Whether I can perceive through my dirty consciousness, maybe not possible, but if my purified consciousness, I can perceive that. That on my tongue, that Krishna and Radharani, the whole Brajadam, they're dancing on my tongue. Bhaktivinoda Thakur make that statement. It's only for those who have a faith and they have access to see that, to perceive that, because that exists. So spiritual world exists not just in a different location. Just like we say Canada. Where is Canada? North of America. Well, that's a physical location in the, you know, geographical explanation. But when you say Krishna, it is not another different location. It is a different level of reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes sense?
Oh, yes, perfectly. And I did not mean to limit Krishna's abilities or capacities by saying that, you know, he's reflecting like in different water pots. I was just trying to understand in what way he is actually in every atom. Not because I don't think that it's possible for him. I was just
Actually, I appreciate your question. This is wonderful, actually, thought. This is good discussion. These are healthy. These are healthy discussion. This will actually allows our mind to be fixed at Krishna's lotus feet. Mahaprabhu said those.
And I think just to repeat, if I understood clearly, that, you know, the fact that Krishna is in every heart, I think you were saying, if I'm not mistaken, that means that even the Rasa dance is going on in every heart, because Krishna is not different from his dham, or, you know, the spiritual world. The spiritual is him, right? So, or I think you were saying something that sounded similar to that to me, but maybe I misunderstood.
Is the access, our devotional, like for an example, you are familiar with 10th canto Krishna book, where Jogomaya came by Vasudeva Maharaj, was carrying this beautiful girl from Nanda Maharaj's house and gave it to his wife, Mother Devaki, and she was breastfeeding, where all of a sudden the Kamsa came. Now, when Kamsa came, Kamsa had a conversation, and Devaki said, this is not a boy, this is a girl. But Kamsa didn't care. He said, just a child, I'm going to kill. He said, 8th child, I'm going to kill. Okay. So when he grabbed that girl's, his technique is I was researching on this many years back. He grabbed it by the feet so he can raise up and smash the head on the big slab of stone. And because he's expert killer, he did this 6 times before. So he, same idea, he grabbed it like this and then the divine personality slipped off his hand. The question raised, or at least I thought about it, that I was thinking that she was a Jogomaya moment before. Now she's a Mahamaya. How did it happen? What switched? Similar thing, I'm also thinking, how it applied to our heart. If we have that connection, Devaki, Mother Devaki has a connection and she wants to have a loving service, affectionate protection, care for that personality, then it was Jogomaya. But Kongsho has an exploitation, just the opposite to Devaki's mood, attitude, respect. The same looks like, apparently, transform into Mahamaya. So if I don't have a faith, if I don't have a devotional attitude, service attitude and respect, it will be difficult to see that in my heart or in your heart, the Raslila is there. But if it is there, yes, you can have access when with that devotional attitude. Sure, Krishna can lead you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. one last thing, and thank you so much for that. One last thing, you mentioned you're giving course on Jiva Dharma. Will you provide details about that?
You ever heard IBM, Ishkan Bhagavat Mahavidyalaya?
No.
In Vrindavan? How do I give? I can give my phone number as a WhatsApp. I can send you the details. It's called Ishkan Bhagavat Mahavidyalaya. They are under ISKCON Education Ministry. Shesha Prabhu is the head. They decided that we should do this because this is such an important book. This is one book I'm not trying to advertise, but I've always felt joyful. This is a one book that through that book, when I see Prabhupada's purport, I fell in love with the Prabhupada's purport instantly after that book. What it happened, I don't know how it happened. But before I used to read, I could not grasp it. Because that book gives a categorize what tattva, any subject matter, gives it like a GPS, you know, like a little breakdown of everything. If you say Mayavadi or Sadhan Bhakti or Radharani, any subject or atheist, it gives it like a one chapter, like a kind of a key notes. What to focus, what to look. And I see within me that it changed. I'm not an advanced devotee, but I'm happy in Krishna consciousness in that sense that this is the perfect. There is no other. It's not that I didn't try. I was a successful businessman. You know, I made $1 million. I'm not bragging about it. But I'm saying I experience also material life, not coming from a blind or a cheap way to say Krishna consciousness is the best. No, I experience and I compare. I still compare sometimes. I never found anything as best as this. Even with the amongst the religion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives such a thorough how the deity manifests, how the origin of the deity, what the conception of deity. It's like each chapter is a very wonderful breakdown. So that's why they took it seriously. And because I used to do it a long time back, didn't understand much. I still don't understand, but I'm very excited to serve. So how do I do it? I can give you my to the audience, my number is 352-221-0041. I have a WhatsApp contact, and I can send you through that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you. Any other mother or we?
Yes, Prabhuji. Only one more question. Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
Hare Prabhuji, Krishna, please Prabhuji. Go ahead.
Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam.
Prabhuji, Very wonderful discussions are happening. Really thrilled with this. I have a small question. We learned that we only desire, and various demigods came into context and play their own role, and super soul sanctioned that. So my question is, when our soul travel from one body to another body, so how these thoughts, the desire or the action gets stored into a soul? So according to those desire or an action, various effect come into the human life or anybody's life. So something getting stored in the soul, or how does effect happen that? Because the soul is traveling, the body is not traveling.
Very interesting. Nice way of thinking. Yes, Prabhu, this is very nice. First of all, we should know that we are Satchidananda. Chit, the potency chit, has a two function. One is free will, where the willpower comes to resist, persistence, abstinence, all this. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm really taking serious vow. Or I will do this. I'll try to do this. These are willpower things. These things and the desire are the two functions of the chit potency. When you break down, Jaiva Dharma explains this also furthermore. We should start appreciating how to see desire as a blessing, not as a burden. Now, I'll address your other part of the, or one question has a few part, I said. That yes, demigod has no connection when you live at the moment of death, but dying, few things goes with you. It's not like, well, for a devotee, maybe a little difference, but I'll just say average death. When Mr. Joe, you know, in America, who is about to die. When someone dies, what happened to him? Five things goes with him. Five things goes with him. One is his subtle body. And subtle body, we should be aware. Subtle body has those storage things. Until the subtle body is completely pure, then material aspect of subtle body dissolve. Your spiritual body comes, but that spiritual body will be experienced after you enter into the Vishuddha Sattva realm, another reality. So anyway, back to this, when someone dies, five things goes with him. First is subtle body, then the result of his sinful activities, whatever it is, then the influence of modes. Like for an example, I'm not saying to any one of you to experience this in America, they may not allow you, but in India, we did experience. As a brahmachari, I remember we went, because in the village hospital, they don't have that strict rules. And they see the sadhus are coming. I was not a sadhu. I had a dress of a brahmachari. I was just a seeker, as a teenager seeker. And I came to temple by the mercy of Prabhupada, early age. We went to many times when somebody would die in the village neighborhood. And we would check their, at the moment of death, few things happen. I won't give you whole graphic, but few things. When the soul passed through the lower part, there are nine gates. I'm sure you are aware of it. There are nine gates within you, within all of us. Okay. When they pass through the lower two gates, then you can for sure, you know, that soul is going to take a lower birth, animals, some kind of lower birth. When that soul departed from a like, out of like frustration, aggression, whatever, is accidental death or whatever, hospital death, you can see the impression. I'm not going to give details on it, but when I see the impression of the person departed, the impression in the body still left, the soul just left, you can determine where the soul is going. But we don't say. I used to say, but it was not good. Our teacher taught us, don't say this because this may hurt the people, the relatives and others. And you can see actually, one of Prabhupada's godbrother passed away in Chaitanya Math, 1984. And we still have that law, rules. Any temple has a big festival, they invite the leaders of other temples. Till today, every Prabhupada's appearance, disappearance day, I used to go personally to invite all the leaders of different temples to come and glorify. And a lot of Prabhupada's godbrother used to come and glorify Prabhupada on his appearance day and disappearance day. So when we heard this news, I still remember one devotee, Prabhupada's disciple, Jarabharat Prabhu, was a very good friend of mine. He just passed away a couple of years back. He told me that, hey, if you give salt to the body of a departed Vaishnava, you get liberated, liberation instantly. I said, I'm going. Well, what happened? He said, so that news came. So I went there. We went there. And we saw the impression. And I was discussing with Jarabharat. I still remember, even though I'm speaking to you, I could see the face of that devotee, Prabhupada's godbrother. He was a Babaji. He was sitting posture, very smile, happy, joyful, chanting. And he just departed from the world where he was sitting. He was a little, how do you say it in English? Chubby, but not really chubby, but you know, like a stout. It was a very strong body. Elderly, was 90 years plus. So then I instantly said, they asked me to speak something. Those days I didn't know anything, still I don't. But I spoke something. I said, the impression that I grew up in a childhood with one teacher of departures, symptoms. He is overwhelmed, joyful, must have entered into spiritual world. It's impossible, any other birth. So this is a one thing goes with this. So guna influence goes also at the moment of death. Then fourth is desire. Even when annihilation takes place, Prabhupada writes, the desire goes with the soul in the Mahavishnu's body until the next creation starts. When next creation starts, all you desire pops up as soon as the Kshiradakshay Vishnu enter into your heart. So it is very important, crucial, that our desires all should be pure. No dirt desire, no dirty desire. Because it's going to stay, it's never going to finish. Unless you are willing to let it go, Krishna will not do it for you. He will remove the impression, but desire, it's yours, it's not Krishna's. And the fifth thing is, if you have done any sukriti, gyata or agyata sukriti, that also goes with you. So these are the five things carries with the soul from one body to another body. Was your question was related like how the demigods or no?
No, Prabhuji. This was the question. What thing a soul carries to another body and by which they get result out of that? And probably, yes, you answered that. Probably my doubt get clarified now. Yes, I think. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Yes.
Thank you so much. That's a nice question, though. I would say to this is one of the audience. I have a class at 11 o'clock. I mean, 10 o'clock, 10 to 11:30 in Richmond. But this audience is like a very intelligent, thoughtful devotees. So I'm begging for mercy to all of you because you are a thoughtful, intelligent devotee. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, Udar Mahati Sarvottama Buddhi Nana Kaje Bhaje Pai Bhukti Siddhi. Those devotees who are intelligent and liberal minded, Mahaprabhu says, even if they have a material desire, material sense gratification, they will get ultimate goal and perfection. I was like dumbstruck when I saw that verse. I said, wow, just intelligent and liberal mind. Say yes, Asa Mahaprabhu. So I see that its presence to, you know, whoever I spoke to. You know, and so I'm begging for your blessing and mercy. Please.
Prabhu, we need your blessing.
I'll pray your for you, Prabhu. Prabhu. You don't need my blessing, but I'll pray for you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are done, right, Mother?
Hare Krishna, yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, and thank you to all devotees for asking so much good questions and enlightening. Thank you.
Thank you, dear devotees. Closing the call here. We'll meet again tomorrow in Srimad Bhagavatam.